Bonjour ma famille, comment vous allez? Hopefully you guys had a good week this last week. My week was pretty good. Went by actually really fast when I think about it. Jeez. These weeks are just like flying by. It's like I thought like maybe time would just slow down like a little bit, but nope, it just gets on fast forward. But yeah, so Monday was really fun. We went to that new mall and had Burger King stuff. It was really fun.
Tu dis quoi? Ah, ok, y'a pas de souci. On va se voir là-bas. On arrive là-bas. J'ai juste enregistré pour le moment.
Ok. And so, that was like Monday, we just went there, had Burger King. I bought like 3 meals. I had like breakfast, lunch, and dinner of just Burger King. It was awesome. And then me and Mercer just kind of chilled, waited for his new companion to come. He's a really cool dude. And then Tuesday was good. Got up. Went to like district meeting. Like I just went there like all alone because like I didn't have a companion. We had the training meeting thing, like where I get my companion at like 1, and the other missionaries in our apartment are in another zone, so like I couldn't go with them. So I just went all by myself to the district meeting, and then I stayed with like the elders that are there, and then we went to Then I like went to that meeting thing to like get my companion. It was so long. Like we were just there all day. They're just like talking about like the rules of the mission and just stuff like that. It was pretty cool. Then we like we're just like going through the whole thing and stuff. We were like asked to like just like go and like sit next to who we think is our companion. I ended up sitting, like, right next to mine. I'm like, yeah. It was so funny. Presence, like everybody, like, so many people, like, were just sitting, like, right next to their right companions. He's like, wow. He's like, you see, all these people, they really got the spirit, man. Like, they read the revelation. They received it for themselves. It was pretty funny. But, like, also, you can, like, just go on your account, like, right after transfers and, like, it's already updated, so a lot of people, like, already knew their companion. But actually, like, I totally forgot to, like, do that, to, like, at least see, like, my companion's name or something. I totally forgot. So it was really funny. Like, the guy left to me, I thought, was, like, gonna be my companion, but it ended up being, like, the guy to my right. So it was pretty funny. His name's Elder Citea. He's a Congolese. He's a super cool guy. We've been having a good time together. He's super humble and he's just a really good guy. So that was Tuesday. And then, oh yeah, at the end of the meeting, Alban came to the meeting and like surprised President. It was so funny. President's like, whoa, look, it's Alban. Like he was so shocked. I'm like, actually, President, I already know he's here. He's like, what? How? I'm like, he came and surprised me at my apartment. He's like, oh, wow, that's awesome. I'm like, it was so funny. It was super cool. Then Wednesday, pretty dope. Happy Halloween, everybody. By the way, I forgot, to like say that till now, but yeah, so Halloween, didn't really do much other than just eat some of the candy you guys sent me. It was pretty fun. Like that morning we did our like market for the apartment and stuff. And then the afternoon we went with our sector with Chef DeZone. And the new one, it was like Elder Capenda and Elder Kanza. And the new one, he's super cool. He's a total stud. He speaks English, like really good. They're like he's Congolese, but he speaks English. It's super awesome. It's like we were just jamming out and just in English. He's a super cool guy. So we're just like going around. And then that was like basically like they're just showing us our sector and stuff. And then that night we like met a few elders like at the Boulangerie, which is like a bakery, and then we went like and got some ice cream together and stuff. So it's pretty fun. And so that was that for Wednesday. And then Thursday was pretty good. Had a few lessons, but like it was actually pretty cool what happened. So like before leaving the apartment, like I was like saying a prayer. I'm like, Heavenly Father, like, this is a new sector. We have no investigators, no members. Like, I'm training this kid, like, just help us to be able to, like, find somebody to, like, teach or just do something so I can, like, help this guy. And, like, we go to sector, and, like, we just kind of, like, go by. And all of a sudden, like, I just kind of look to the side, and, like, I just see, like, this little, like, corner of just houses. Like, all here in, like, Africa, like, there's, like, a gate, and then you go in, and there's, like, all these just different, like, ports of houses. And so, like, they're called, like, cités. And so, like, there's just, like, a cité just, like, sitting there. And, like, I came up, and, like, I just, like, saw it, and I just instantly felt like we should go to it. But I was just, like, man, like, I don't know if that's just me or what. So I'm just, like, let's just keep going, like, because we had a meeting, like, just up the road. So we go. That meeting falls through. No. Yeah, so we went and found this one investigator. We set up a rendezvous with him that was, like, up the road. And then we kept going around because we had this other rendezvous with this other guy. But he wasn't at his house. So we're like, well, guess we'll just have to go find him another time. And so then we went. And, like, as we're coming back, like, I just still felt like we needed to go to this place. And so I'm like, okay. So we just, like, finally just go, like, we just walk up. And we see, like, these ladies just sitting down, like, just, like, cleaning plates, just talking and stuff. So we just go over them. We introduce ourselves, start talking with them a bit. They're, like, saying how they're Muslim, but we're like, well, like, we talk to everybody. Like, it's okay. We end up talking to them. And so we end up finding out, like, so there's these two ladies. One's, like, really old. The other one's just kind of, like, kind of old, like I'd say she's like mid-30s or so, and she seemed, the one in 30s seemed more interested in the other one. So then, like, the old lady, like, goes, like, go get something, and that lady just instantly turns to us and she's like, you guys, like, that's, like, my mother-in-law, my husband is Muslim, I'm not, I used to be Baptist, but because of our marriage, like, I've been forced to become Muslim. She's like, I'd really like to talk to you guys, like, come back, like, next Wednesday. Because, like, my mother-in-law is not going to be here. And so we're like, okay, like, this is awesome. And so, like, this next week we'll go check it out, see if she's worth anything. But at least, like, it was awesome that, like, we were able to actually, like, talk to her and, like, get her appointment and stuff. Because we literally have no appointments. So it was awesome. And then after that, we went and, like, just kind of went knocking. I don't know. I think that was it for that day, yeah. Because it was the next day when we went door to knocking. But, so, then, let's see. Sorry, I'm just reading my journal. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, we did go in. So, we ended up, like, going and knocking, like, some of the doors, and we found this one other lady who, like, I, like, have, like, seen all the time, like, every day. We always say hi to her, like, we're like, oh, like, hello, mama, and she's like, oh, like, bonjour, my baby, like, we're just, like, her kids to her and stuff. Like, we get, like, fruit from her a lot, and, like, but we never knew where she lived. We literally just find her house right here. She's like, whoa, like, how are you guys doing? Like, so hopefully, like, we'll be able to find her at her house sometime and, like, go and talk to her. But at least it was cool that we found her house. And then after that, we went, like, just kept knocking doors. This one lady told us she was busy, like, come back another day. Then this one lady, like, just came back from the church. And she's like, yeah, like, we'll talk. So she, like, has us come in. We ended up teaching, like, a whole lesson to her and stuff. It's super awesome. And then, like, she gave us a rendezvous to come back Saturday. So that was awesome. So that was the morning. And then afternoon, we went around with our chef de zone again. They kept showing us, like, the sector a bit more. And then Friday, had like weekly planning in the morning. Taught this guy named for Felix that like gave us that rendezvous Thursday. And it was a pretty good lesson. We invited him to church and stuff. And then after that lesson, we went with the sister missionaries. So I went around with them to like show them their sector, where all their investigators are. Sadly, like not a single one of their investigators were home. I kind of like that one time when I had, like that one day with Elder Sandberg, like where just no one was there. So it was kind of a bummer, but like it was like at least